I shared a day about the Queen of England, Queen Victoria, many years ago. Once Queen Victoria and a friend, they were riding on a boat on a sea voyage. And they watched with interest on this boat a little bird circling around the ship. The sea was very calm, just like glass, and the little bird was kind of weary, way out in the water, and it was looking for a place to rest. And it would start to light in the water, but since it wasn't a water bird, it just flew again. And then it tried to light on the flag of the ship. But the flag, of course, was flying, and it just couldn't seem to light there. It didn't dare to light on deck for fear of the people. Well, the Queen and her friend and others watched with interest. The Queen besought the sailors to do something to save the little bird, but they couldn't do anything. There was nothing they could do. All their efforts were but in vain. The faint little bird would fly away, and soon it would come back again, and it just kept flying around till it got so exhausted it just landed right on the deck. It couldn't go any further. The Queen picked it up and took the quivering little bird in her hand and smoothed his feathers and hoped that she could restore it to strength again. But it was of no avail. The little bird died in her hand. It was beyond the power of even the Queen of England, with all of her wealth and all of her authority, to save that little bird. She was willing, but she wasn't able to. If that little bird touched it at the heart of the Queen of England, and her tender heart went out in pity, to save that little bird, but she couldn't save it. But that little bird is like a soul. Has no resting place in this world. It's weary and sick and full of sin. And the Lord Jesus was also like the Queen, willing to save us. But more so than the Queen, the Lord Jesus was able to save us too. So he came down from heaven above, boys and girls. He came down for one purpose, to seek and to save lost sinners. And he came into the world, he was willing to save, but he was not only willing to save, he was able to save, and he is able to save because he died on the cross for sinners. The Bible says he's able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, because he ever lives to make intercession for them. If you trust him as your Savior, he's willing and able to save you today.